got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-737-5955 or 503-250-1080. Oh, this is a good time to talk about something. I gotta throw out some props here, as is our want. I got the coolest thing dropped off on Friday afternoon for me. This is completely out of the blue. I swear to God, and note, by the way, that when I finally get something good, it's not from anybody at the station. It's not from Trey. It's not from Bruce. Not from anybody who actually works here. No, the listeners actually have to bring me something.
You
good.
Ungrateful little...
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you brought me a snow globe.
And I brought you Krispy Kremes, which were a pain in the ass, I might add.
Tim gets a new car every week.
I got a new one today, too.
You brought me some donuts that, as Clyde already noted, were cold.
It's Florida.
That's what this microwave is for.
Look, pal, your excuses are your own. I'm just saying. Anyway, but I got to give big props to Robert, who's a listener. I was walking down the hall, and I got a couple packages on Friday, and Chandra, who works at the front desk, comes up, and she's like, you know, here's some stuff for you. You know, you're to have this. And I took it back. And one, we got a snow globe from Christina. Christina sent us a... It's not signed Christina, but it's clearly her because, A, she was in San Francisco, and that's where it's from. B, it came in a little box covered with hearts, snowmen, and Santa Clauses. And then it's not signed. It just has a happy face and a heart. And, you know, and hello, Christina. So anyway, so she's going to say a San Francisco snow globe. But this guy, Robert, I still can't even believe this because, you know, I'm a big AC/DC fan. This guy, Robert, dropped off Bonfire, which is the 5-disc AC/DC box set covering Bon Scott's tenure in the band. It's got a double live CD. It's got Back in Black remastered because it was sort of a tribute album to him. It's got Live from the Atlantic Studios. It's got this album called Volt, which is all these Bon Scott demos and outtakes. 5 discs.
He gave this to you?
Of AC/DC. Maybe he's coming by to take it back, but I don't think so. That's not the impression I got. It came like in the packing case from Amazon still.
Wow.
It was still like in the Amazon.com box.
You should feel very, very
it's the coolest
thing
ever.
That was obviously intended for your producer.
I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. A 5-disc, and it comes with an AC/DC guitar pick, AC/DC keychain / bottle opener, a sticker, a book, 5-disc, a 5-disc AC/DC Bon Scott box set. I mean, that thing's like $80.
Man, when you finally get something, you go over the top.
Dude, when
you're home run.
But see, it wasn't anybody from the work. It was just, you know, just some guy. The listeners got to show me the love. They got to make up the love because I get just bile around here. Anyway, and he brought, this is another cool thing, he brought by a CD-ROM he made of Christina's last week. It's Christina's last 5 shows. Edited down with like cover art, like little liner notes, a picture of us embossed on the inside of the three of us. I mean, we made like a crappy CD-ROM. Here's your last hour. Get out. Go to bed. This is like a full-on produced CD he made. Edited down, commercial-free. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. So big props to Robert. I know I'm just going on and on, but it's the greatest thing ever. So thanks to Robert for dropping that off. And it was like no last thing. It was like a little note. Here you go, Robert.
Did you listen to the CD yet?
Love the show. Yeah, it's the Christina CD is really well done. And, of course, I was listening to the AC/DC thing all weekend. So big thanks to Robert. I mean... So that we got the best. I mean, we always say we got the greatest audience ever, and people always think that we're just, it's like a meatloaf says, you know, you're the greatest. Seattle knows how to rock. You know, and it's just a bunch of crap. But it really is true. So thanks to Robert. All right. Okay. We're going to hear from Tony calling from the House of Rick East in a moment. And we're going to continue. I got some fish to fry with Jolie. So hang tight. We'll get back to Jolie here in just a second. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 2:06. I'm Tim Riley. This news is brought to you by State Farm Insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is...
They don't say that this time. It says, help keep your nest egg from breaking.
Okay.
Call a local State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company today about costs and complete details about long-term care insurance.
Hey, Tim, you're probably going to have to make that up again at the next newscast, because Rick sort of blew that up.
I don't know what I was doing there. Have you ever seen Barry Manilow in concert? Anyone? Anyone? Just me. Okay. You see Barry Manilow in concert, he does this thing called the Very Strange Medley, and it's a medley of all the commercial jingles he's written, because, you know, he wrote You Deserve a Break Today. Sarah doesn't know what that is, but he wrote, do you know You Deserve a Break Today?
I don't know. Is it the Kit Kat commercial?
No, that's break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Anyway, he wrote the McDonald's jingle. He wrote Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is There. He wrote something we love to fly in at shows, I think. Anyway, he does this medley of all the commercial jingles he's written, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's just move on.
Well, as the long, wet winter sets in, an increasing number of Oregonians find themselves struggling with mild depression, sluggishness, and fatigue, it's time for SAD. Seasonal Affective Disorder. It strikes when days get shorter. About 15% of Oregonians suffer from this mild form of disease. If you see anybody with SAD, try to cheer them up. Ted Kulikowski has been sworn in as Oregon's newest governor. He had many words of wisdom.
As long as the sun rises over Ontario and sets over the Pacific, I will dedicate myself to bringing the people of Oregon what they want and need most. An era of hope, change, and economic renewal.
Always be closing.
Don't their voices sound similar? We were just talking about that.
I'm going, yes.
They do, and can't he just, I mean, I'm
Dude, you have to put a quarter in the jar because I saw that.
What?
Nobody on Radio Land heard it, but you started talking and your mic wasn't open, and then you caught yourself and you started over.
Bunch of dicks.
Tim, that's for you, baby. Quarter in the jar.
Shut up.
All right.
Hold on. Well, two nickels and a dime doesn't work.
A dollar. It's a. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I thought that was a quarter. Hey, shut up. Bunch of bastards, bunch of ravenous. Look, that's 80 cents. It's going to have to be good enough for now.
You want a 20-cent IOU from the jar.
Tim gets a new car every week. Get off my back.
Well, outgoing Governor Kitzhaber claims Kulikowski is a worthy successor to sit on the gubernatorial throne.
I'm confident that you are worthy of this responsibility, and I wish you every success in your endeavors. God bless each
and every one of you. Sounds like they're firing him. We wish you good luck in your future. You're leaving to spend more time with your family.
And so it is. Ted Kulikowski was then presented with the gubernatorial saber and ceremonial Lewis and Clark cape. Spread through the auditorium, much to the delight of those in attendance, many wiping the tears from their eyes from this impressive display of Beaver State pageantry. Our new governor, Ted Kulikowski.
He doesn't really get a sword and a cape, does he?
Are you making this up? He gets a sword, I'm sorry, a saber and a cape?
Yes, the Lewis and Clark ceremonial cape.
That's got to be the coolest gubernatorial thing ever.
Because I'm sure that that's what Lewis and Clark, I'm sure that's what Meriwether Lewis had on when he was coming over the hills. He was wearing a cape. I'm sure that that's what they wore as they were like going through the wilderness.
It kept them warm.
Yeah, sure. All right, whatever.
Well, let's move along to some other festivities besides the gubernatorial thing. Ozzy and his family host the 30th Annual American Music Awards. He talks about the truth about the cursing in the Osborne house.
We curse a lot in the house, but if someone, they've taken so much time when we curse more than we normally curse.
I had him there for a minute.
Like, okay, two weeks of cursing to 30 minutes. It's just a lot of cursing, you know. What's the Osborne's favorite word?
Tell us about the fans' reaction to you on the street, Ozzy.
I'm walking past people. Oh, yeah. It's him. It's him and her. It's them. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and then everything else, and then the street goes, oh my, and I'm going, Sharon, I'm going, I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here. I'm a bit of a paranoid wreck, anyway.
Oh, it never gets old.
So how are Jack and Kelly handling fame and fortune?
To be perfectly truthful to you, I don't know how they're handling that.
Who are they?
On the 17, 16, and they're handling.
He's like a car that just, you can't get the engine to turn over. You know what I mean?
I hung out with Jack Osborne in L.A.
What?
Yeah, it's.
Who did?
A couple of my girlfriends that live in L.A.
They hung out with Jack. You know, how unfair is it that Jack Osborne is probably getting laid around the clock?
Oh, they said he's surrounded by the most beautiful women.
Because he's a fat little pig bastard, and yet that guy is just getting action all the time. Meanwhile, you know, just much more deserving guys, no action. No action at all.
You know what you should do? You should figure out a way to become a celebrity, and then you too could get action.
Yeah, because it's working out well so far. Yeah, sure.
Well, it's going to rain this afternoon. It's going to rain tonight and tomorrow.
It's getting me so much already. I can't even... I didn't even have a dollar in my pocket to put in the jar. I have to put an IOU for 20 cents in the jar. Yeah, my celebrity's really coming to bat for me.
Might clear up on Wednesday.
Tim could take you out in his new car this weekend, and you might be a pick-up girl
Tim's
or something.
Tim's trying to finish his segment. You were just talking right over him.
We'll be talking about the car tomorrow. Be listening. Portland Metro Report, yes, is going to be clear up by Wednesday. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
You guys are dicks. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Stupid. All right. Bunch of damn... All right. Anyway, but I did get something else free this morning. I'll show you here in a minute. I got something else free this morning. I'll bring it in after the next break. I get a free gift. I sound like Boom Hour there for a minute. Dang, old man, dang, old free gift. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-737-5955. Let's welcome from the house of Rick East, it's Tony in Wisconsin.
How you doing, bro?
Hey, now, Matt, were you here for this?
I was not here when it happened,
Wisconsin.
I've already talked to Tony since he's been in Wisconsin.
We're going to do this whole list. There's all the stuff you missed while you were gone. And one of them is Tony, like, one day he lived here, next day, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like, I mean, I had decided to leave before that, but yeah, it happened like in a couple of days because the ticket popped up for cheap, so.
Yeah, you were just waiting for just waiting on the Amtrak to be cheap enough, yeah.
Well, no, I took a plane, but it was cheap.
What do you got, brother?
Hey, I was just wanted to talk about what Jolie said. Not only should that guy not butt out, but he should just be happy he got dumped.
This is what we're talking about. What chicks think?
Because he had a prostitute, before that.
Yeah, guy's girlfriend dumped him because he admitted that before they were together, he'd slept with a hooker.
Well, then he should have been happy. He's been okay. Well, fine.
So you think he's better off without such a girlfriend?
I mean, totally better off without that girlfriend. Hey, and one thing I want to say, dude, I just want to tell everybody from Oregon, do not come here, dude. Because I'm driving from Milwaukee to Appleton, about a 100-mile drive.
Uh-huh.
Get to this place called Fond du Lac. There's a big, huge sign on the side of the road that says, if you think it's dry now, the DEA is coming to town.
Oh, God. Sounds
and
like
it's
a
dry,
great
brother.
Place.
It's real dry.
I was just going to say, in a place like that is where you need assistance the most. You need information the most there.
Exactly. You need the best information, not the information
Seriously.
That's usually running around.
And no one needs drugs. Like, you don't need drugs if you live in Manhattan or, or L.A. or, the Caribbean. You don't need drugs. You live in Jamaica. Yeah, that's a funny thing. You live in Jamaica, you probably don't need drugs because it's Jamaica. It's warm, sunshine, beach, sand, ocean. Man, you live in Madison, Wisconsin, you need all the drugs you can get.
Actually, that's the best place in Wisconsin.
Well, but how sad a statement is that?
I know.
No, Madison rocks. Madison's the Manhattan of Wisconsin.
It is.
Are there hookers in Wisconsin?
It's the Disneyland of Wisconsin.
Jolie wants to know if there's hookers in Wisconsin.
In Madison.
Yeah, well, as I said, that's where you need them.
In Milwaukee, too, but they're better in Madison, I think. Yeah. I wouldn't know, though. I have no idea.
Why do you think that he's better off without the girl?
Well, because, I mean, anything that happens before you're with somebody and you hold that against somebody...
Totally.
You know, that's just... It's wrong.
It's
I mean,
out
if you're
going to
accept somebody, you meet somebody, you like them, you take them, just because that person was that way back then doesn't mean they're a piece of crap now.
Yeah, unless they were killing people, unless they were like a mass murderer, you can't hold anything they did or anybody they slept with before they were with you against them.
Exactly.
Well, if he bought sex once, he'll probably buy it again.
But we all
probably,
buy it, sister.
Yeah. And I stole once too, so now I suppose I'm going to steal again.
And say we all buy it. I mean, everybody buys
it. So in some way, you do buy it.
Seriously.
Ask Clyde, he knows.
There's Tony at the house of Ricky East. That's where these conversations always end. Just ask Clyde. We got this subject line prostitution question. Rick, where do you get these women that work on your show? They're so naive. Ooh, and then he puts sarcastically, ooh, prostitution is yucky and illegal. Please, grow up. It's the oldest profession in the world, and these women can earn a living that way, more power to them. If a guy wants to pay for it, hey, knock yourself out. They're both willing parties. This is from a woman, by the way. If my husband had slept with a hooker prior to our getting together, what am I going to do about it? I'm all for not telling. Keep up the good work, Rick. That's a pointed Rick. Keep up the good work. So.
Oh, fine.
I'm just reading them. It's not my fault that people disagree with you. Rick, the real reason women don't like prostitutes is because they break the monopoly women have on the only commodity men are really interested in. This is Jim emailing this now. They're afraid the money he spent on a professional won't be used to buy flowers and a diamond ring for them.
Please.
If women were a little freer with the lovin' and didn't attach such emotional baggage to sex, men would stop going to prostitutes. Jim in Montreal, P.S. F that pimp bastard, Matt.
This F Matt is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
All right. So I'm just reading the emails that come in. There's my fault that they disagree with you.
There's a lot of women out there that would have sex without having to be without having to pay for it.
They're not having to pay for it, but it's being paid.
Okay, willing parties, women that don't.
It's just, I think the thing about prostitution, I'll tell you this, I've never been with a prostitute, but I'll tell you that I think the thing about prostitution, and we've had people on the show, like I said, Clyde has made no secret of the fact, he was in Reno one time, went to, I think it was the Mustang Ranch or something, went there, paid the money, you know, had the girl, and no shame about it or anything. Here's what women don't understand about prostitution. This is what women don't understand about prostitutes. Women think that men pay a prostitute to have sex. They think that's what it is, and that's not what you're paying for. You're not paying the prostitute to have sex with you. You're paying the prostitute to leave afterwards. That's what you're paying for.
Don't have to cuddle.
I'm telling the truth. You don't have to cuddle. You don't have to talk about how was it for you. You don't have to talk about, hey, what are we going to do about little Jimmy who needs to go to the orthodontist? You don't have to talk about the car payment. The reason you pay a prostitute is so that you don't have to talk or cuddle or whatever. That's just true. I mean, good, bad, and different. That's what you're paying for.
Well, then why do you even have girlfriends then?
No, I'm just telling you how it is. Because there are times when you want somebody to have an emotional connection with. There's times you want somebody to, you know, all that stuff, share your life with and do things. But sometimes you just want to have sex and you don't want to have to talk or relate or do anything. And that's what you pay a prostitute for, is to have sex and then to leave right afterwards.
Right. And are you going to do that while you're with a girlfriend or married or something?
Well, I'm just saying, but that's not my point. It was before they were together. It was before they were together.
Oh, Rick.
Rick, I'm just reading the... Just the messenger. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome to the show our good friend and compatriot from accounting. This is the lovely Kristen from accounting, bass player for the Tim Riley Factor and chick.
Well, yeah.
I was trying to think of something else there, but I ran out. My wit failed me there.
Well, that's not surprising.
Oh.
Ooh, God, Rick. Sorry, I had to go with it.
Yeah, it's good to know that your wit is still razor sharp, though. What do you got?
Hey, you know, it just feels like I'm bagging on Jolie all the time about her home.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, you can't... I have to stick up for the guys on this one. Because I didn't hear actually the whole... email when you read it,
mm-hmm.
But you're right, Rick, what you were just going off about, and Tony too. You can't worry about what somebody did before they were together with you, because we've all been in situations that we wish we hadn't been in. You know, I think we've all kind of
been involved
with people we didn't necessarily, you know, want to be.
And you know, and it's like the guy says in Chasing Amy. It's like, you know, it was that time and it was that place, and you know, and you shouldn't feel like you have anything to apologize for just because you did something in the past.
Exactly. I mean, we've all, you know, not just sex. You know, there's other stuff you've done that you wish you hadn't done.
Sure.
And you can't, if you truly love somebody, if you're with someone now in a committed relationship, it shouldn't matter what came before.
Yeah, Jolie.
Yeah, but a lot of women, I mean, you know women, and they're going to think, they're going to be like,
they can't get
that out of their head. They're not going to be able to leave their man.
But that's my whole thing is, you know, all women should think the way I do, because they'd be a lot happier.
Hold on, is this a lot of women, Jolie, or is this you? Is that code for Jolie?
No, I told you, if my husband told me he slept with a hooker before we were married, I wouldn't, you know, kick him out.
But you'd be pissed. Would you yell at him? I bet you'd be pissed.
I'd probably leave for a couple weeks.
See, Rick,
what is that? You'd leave for a couple weeks. What
you know,
is that?
Soak it in.
Soak it in. Is he Palm Olive? What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
All right.
Rick, it's
that same thing that women have about, like, looking at nude women. Like, when their guys are looking, they, for some reason, they're intimidated or they're jealous or something.
Yeah.
And they just think, well, what did that woman have that you would pay her? That I don't have.
Right.
It always comes back to them.
Exactly. About insecurity is pretty much always the answer.
Yeah.
So in other words,
and the answer to that question is, it didn't have anything to do with you.
Right,
he
exactly.
didn't know you at the time.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I know, but I... Okay.
So, you know, all you women out there, just go out and have sex with any guy you want.
Kristen says it's okay.
It's okay.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the KUTK. That's the KUTK female demographic.
Yeah, completely. She really should. Thank you.
I think we're going to take that out of context later and use that for something. All right, Kristen from accounting. And thank you for helping to rock the house as part of the Kim
Kristen,
Riley Factor.
Sorry,
you know, that was was one of the most fun times I think I've ever had.
Except for the creepy groping guy, who we'll get to in just a few minutes.
He was weird.
In a few minutes here, we'll get to the creepy groping guy, so you want to weigh in on that one.
Kristen, also notes, one of the best times you've ever had, boyfriend, nowhere in sight.
And you know, can I tell you, he was really pissed at me when I got home.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't get home till
that presumes,
you know,
he exists.
2:45.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Which is one of the reasons I tried to convince him to come in the first place. I'm like, yeah, I just have to prove everyone wrong that I actually have a point.
All right. It's 505. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. See, I got all these emails. I get all the Jolie emails. I just don't have time to. I don't have time to read them all.
We'll do them in another segment.
Well, I don't know whether I have time to do it today, because we'll get a few more calls, but then I have to do the.
No, we won't do it. So let's do it later in the week. Well, I go through all of the stuff that we've got, like stacks of response to Jolie.
Can I read it?
Like a whole Jolie response segment.
Can I take it from the folder?
Oh, now that's what I'm talking about. Now that's what we should do. We ought to do like a what's that thing? Counterpoint. The listeners talk back. Yeah, we'll do the listeners talk back to Jolie. Like on, I don't know, what we'll think when we come back. We'll do that later this week. That's a good idea. Don't let me forget that. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That kind of dancing that gets you into trouble with those old grumpy men.
What? Oh, then when I was shaking my
groove
thing.
You're luring them.
It's Chuck Berry. What are you going to do? If you're not going to dance to Chuck Berry, you're dead. All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Ask about the January special. Christina Aguilera is heating up the charts with her latest album called Strip, featuring the hit singles Dirty and Beautiful. She'll be performing at the American Music Awards tonight. She talks about the early years in the business and how she got caught up in the clean-cut pop image.
I got caught up in that whole hype of playing up to a certain image, or the press making me out to be a certain thing that I wasn't. And it was really, really hard. And that's definitely where the name Stripped for the record came from, is having to knock out all those layers of gloss and hype and, you know, pretentiousness, I feel like, and you know, all the things that I felt were fake and superficial about that whole image, and really getting down to me.
Do those skimpy outfits you wear help you to use your sexuality in a positive way?
That's part of being an entertainer, you know, that's just me. You know, I'm not going to be up there so people can focus, you know, just on primarily my voice in like a ankle-length skirt and like a conservative top. You know, I'm just not that kind of an artist, you know, and I do love to explore my sexual side, and it comes out in my work, and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
No, you can't expect her to dress up like a Denny's waitress.
That would actually be sexier than the way she's dressing now. I was watching there was this show on VH1 over the weekend called Bubblegum Babylon with Shannon Doherty, and it was like the history of bubblegum music. And it was so weird because you got to see in about 30 seconds the evolution of Christina Aguilera from when she was like Mickey Mouse Club or whatever all that was. And then the genie in a bottle, and then now where she's just all skeezed out all the time. It's just, I reiterate that there's nothing attractive about Christina Aguilera at this point in her career. That she's gotta go wash and stuff before I'll find her attractive again.
Or before she rides a bus in Bend, apparently.
Yes, yes.
It's got to keep raining until Wednesday when it might clear up. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom.
Hot Talk.
Must one person's triumph be another's humiliation?
1080.
Of course.
KOTK.
Don't tell me you lost your sense of humor already.
Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
Rick Emerson. Only from Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. That's exactly what it is. All right, we're here with Jolie from the front desk. We're going to go to the house of Rick in a moment. Get big guy, there. Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. It's like I've swallowed some like chloroseptic today. My mouth is all... She doesn't want to work properly today. It's part of that whole Saturday where you get that sound hangover thing, too, where it's like your head feels like it's wrapped in cotton. I think it's just that I just overtaxed everything above my neck this weekend. Anyway, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. About 35 minutes away from Lycus. Following him, we'll have the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to bring on our good friend Clyde Lewis in just a moment as well. And we'll recap everything that happened on Saturday in just a few as well. Let's go to the house of Rick. It's Rob. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick. First of all, I'm sorry I didn't make it Saturday. I blew out one of my lower vertebrae and didn't make it. Yeah.
That sounds pleasant.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And second of all, Jolie needs to understand that men don't go to prostitutes to have sex with them. They go so that they'll leave when they're done.
See, that's what I was just saying. You pay a prostitute to leave, not
exactly.
to have
so
sex with
you. We don't have to
you.
Call you. You don't have to worry about your emotional needs and all your problems. And
oh, come on.
It's true.
Listen to you, Jolie. You've got more problems than any girl I know.
I do?
It sure sounds like it on this side.
See, now, this is what Matt was just saying this before we went to the break. What we got to do is maybe later this week, like, actually, tomorrow, Clyde, Wednesday is Betsy, Friday is Carlin. So,
Thursday. Yeah.
So, Thursday, we should do on Thursday, we'll do the listeners talk back to Jolie, where we just have Jolie in here, and so people can just, you know, give you, because, you know, I always get these emails that Jolie doesn't know what she's talking about, or Jolie's screwed, or whatever. And so we can have, like, a thing on Thursday where people can tell you what they think and give you a piece of their mind, as it were.
Right, one thing about Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to be before she surpasses Courtney Love in the gross column?
Seriously, and somebody told me that she's already inked. This is what we've heard. That she's inked to pose for either Playboy or Penthouse. It's just a rumor, but it wouldn't surprise me because she's decided that that's going to be her whole gimmick. Is she's going to get respect by showing us her, you know, her crack for some reason, which I'm not really about.
Maybe she'll turn herself into Wendy O. Williams or something.
See, I'd be with that. You know, duct tape and explosives. That goes a long way with
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. I'll buy it. I will buy the copy.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'll borrow it from you for a few minutes. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to buy that. All right, let's welcome to the show our good friend, the compatriot, the original Harry Scary Guy, the God of Thunder, Clyde Lewis.
God of Thunder. Hey, you know what's really going to happen is that you'll get it through subscription, and then Matt will steal it.
Yeah, it's well, that's how it always is anyway. The only magazine I get now is Essence, which is for upwardly mobile black women. That's the only magazine I ever successfully get is Essence magazine.
You had to have gotten all the magazines while I was gone.
No, because those went to Sarah. Sarah intercepted those.
None of them came while you were gone.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Isn't that fantabulous? It's a miracle. They are all routed somewhere else.
Oh, man, they all disappeared.
All right.
Hey, my ears are still ringing. I just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, man.
I'm like in perpetual drunkenness. I just did too much that night.
Oh, it was
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it was insane.
No, but I came in here because I wanted to talk to Jolie about prostitution. And
he's got $20 he wants to blow.
No, I don't.
Sorry.
I just think that it's a myth. I think the biggest myth of all is that people who are desperate for sex need prostitutes. It may be part of it, but it's not entirely true.
No, there's guys who are famous that who go to bed. Freaking all those guys that went to Heidi Fleiss, those guys were all superstars. And they were all movie stars.
Charlie Sheen,
whatever you think of him, that guy could get women, but he got hookers.
You and I, Rick, both knew a girl that, you know, serviced Charlie Sheen.
No, I know who.
Yeah, you do. I'm not going to tell you who, but you know her.
Who do I know that serviced Charlie Sheen?
We both know her. In Utah, we knew her.
That's not fair.
Well, you know who she is.
I can't. No.
I'm not going to give her name out.
Who do I know in Utah that serviced Charlie Sheen? Give me a hint.
I'd go and visit her all the time. You'd go visit her all the time.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
She was a good friend of ours. She was a stripper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
She slept with Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You want to sleep with her now?
Well, it's like my brush with greatness. No, it's like 3 degrees of separation.
You know,
right?
And, you know, this is before Lauren. We brushed up. So, I mean, there she was.
All right.
She was there. But
excellent.
But the thing is, I realized that, and she was good friends with a guy who took me to the ranch and handed me $100
bill. The ranch.
Well, there's this, I think the chicken ranch or the hacienda or whatever it is out there in Wells, Nevada. He wanted to get even with his girlfriend, so he was a police officer. He took me in his car. We all went up to Nevada, and we were sitting there. I was like intimidated by this. Went in, sat down, and the woman handed me a menu and said, "I said I'm not hungry." He says, "That's not right on the menu, man." And I looked at it. And sure enough, there were women in there, and there were, like, things that they could do for you and everything else. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, I don't pay for sex. And he says, grow up. Here's a $100 bill. Go have fun. So I got me a woman for the night.
For less than $100?
For $100.
Was this Walmart or
so
something?
For $100.
So the menu, were they like, did they have pictures or did they
They had pictures of the women you could choose from. And then there was...
services rendered?
Services rendered in the price. And $100 was straight sex. So I figured, you know, $100, what the heck, I'm here. And then what am I going to do, sit in here, drink coffee all night and hold up the wall?
So what if you're done before the hour?
Well, yeah, is it by the hour or is it by the hour or is it by the act?
Minute?
In other words, like if
I hate to be gross, but it's $100 a pop. But
really?
Anyway, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I mean, you know, once you pop, you're done. It's over. So you better make damn good.
Get out.
You don't. Yeah. So you don't. You better make sure. But anyway, so I had thought that, you know, and this is going to sound bad, but I had looked through the menu and I saw a beautiful chocolate love woman there. I thought, yeah, I'm going to go for the chocolate love.
Cleopatra.
Does it have her biography and everything?
Oh, yeah. Her background, everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, ex-stewardess, you know, whatever.
You know, that way you can get to know her and really bond.
Yeah. So before you bone her and leave.
Yeah.
What were your requirements for picking?
There were no requirements.
She just had to be hot, right?
She had to look good.
Yeah.
She looks hot.
Well, that's the thing is, you don't have to worry about whether she's... I'm in dental hygiene school. Who cares, you know?
It's like when you pay for a roller coaster ride. You always want to get the front seat, right? I mean, that's the way it is. Right?
Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. You knew this was going to happen. Our good friend, big gay Sarah. Sarah.
Hey.
What's up with you?
I just wanted to say that I have a twist on the prostitution thing.
Okay.
How about if we look at it from this standpoint? At least the guy is going to a woman who he knows exactly what he's going to get.
Right.
And she knows exactly what she's going to get. And he's not leading some poor girl in a bar on.
Well, and if he goes in either, I guess, Hawaii or in Nevada, it's regulated by the state and it's safe sex.
Yeah,
they're really stringent about regulations and health laws there.
I wouldn't pick up a prostitute.
Not a streetwalker.
I wouldn't pick up a streetwalker, but I figured, hey, it's being monitored by the government. The girls are clean. I figured, well, it's $100 he's giving me, so, you know, whatever.
And who cares?
Remember to wash your hands before between customers.
And
brush your teeth.
And I got this philosophy, too, that, you know, you pay for it no matter what, you know?
That's exactly what I'm saying. All right.
You
excellent.
Pay for it no matter what.
Sarah, you're with us on that.
I am. I'm with you on most things.
You're the coolest
and
chick ever.
Larry Ginross.
See, that's what I'm talking about. There you go. Big gay Sarah. Coolest chick in the history of planet Earth. All right, there you go. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. All right, so Thursdays. Thursday work for you. We'll do listeners talk back to Jolie.
Yeah. Can I read some of the emails?
Yeah, I'll send them. I'll forward them your way.
Okay. Great.
All right. All right. In just a moment here, we're going to we'll talk about the everything that happened to Satyricon on Saturday. We'll give a recap of the show, and we'll talk about we'll talk about the groping guy too. Let's not forget to talk about the groping guy. We'll do that. Like us in about 25 minutes, followed by the world famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. Don't go anywhere. We will continue after this.
It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I just looked through the menu till I saw the chocolate love.
Well, it's like an Amsterdam with big green menu.
At the coffee shops.
Yeah.
That's totally
Or actually prostitutes. It's really just like Amsterdam, in my district.
Seriously.
Really? I never saw any prostitute menus. Depending on what I wasn't.
You're probably
you ever
looking.
Go down past
you're
all the red neon windows?
Demographic.
No, and all the banana places. And
all the women up in the windows and surrounded in red neon.
Yeah, friends
were taking
pictures.
Amsterdam's fun. It's a good town.
That's what I'm talking about. Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
There is a disabled vehicle reported. It's blocking the left lane northbound at 405. This is at the Highway 30 interchange. Expect delays in that area. Also, there's that construction going on in 99W. This traffic report is brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. And also, today, there will be rain likely in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Tonight, occasional rain in the evening. Then scattered rain showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Tom Likas.
Hey, Black,
they're
going to look like a glad bag with bubble wrap underneath. I mean, what are people thinking? They think if they put a different name on it or a different clothing on it, it's not going to be the same thing?
Good question. Good point. You're still a big fat whale with a thong on.
Tom Likas. Afternoons 3 to 7. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on spotting illusions. When comparing mutual funds, a high return is only high if it's still there after expenses and taxes. After all, if you don't get to keep it, did you really make it? So always ask, how much of this is mine? Then call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com and invest in our way of investing.
Call for prospectus for more information and read it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
We know you do it. You comparison shop. You come to Travelocity, check out an airfare, and then run off to see if you can find the same thing lower somewhere else. But it's okay. We don't mind. Because we also know you'll be back. Why? Because Travelocity consistently has the most low fares, making Travelocity the final destination of comparison shoppers everywhere. Travelocity. See site for details. AOL keyword, travel.
Hi, I'm Rick DeVries with Oregon Roof Cleaning. With the new year upon us, you're probably planning what changes you might make to your home and yard this year. Whether you're planning to re-site or paint your house, landscape your yard, or even just bark dusting, this year make it your New Year's resolution to get your roof ready, whatever your plans are. Most people don't think about cleaning their roof until after they hire a painting contractor, and then suddenly their plans take all summer because they didn't anticipate roof cleaning first. Avoid the hassle and financial burden of doing everything at once, and get your roof cleaned and treated first. Whether your roof is composition, cedar shake, tile, or metal, we can clean it. Without proper maintenance, our northwest weather could cost you a new roof sooner than it should. Call Oregon Roof Cleaning today and ask for the New Year special. Call 503-293-8111 today and book your appointment by January 31st to take advantage of our New Year special. That's Oregon Roof Cleaning, 503-293-8111. Call today.
Did you know that owners buying into most new subdivisions and all condominium projects are automatically members of a homeowners association? Specific rules and covenants must be obeyed. What are these associations all about? Can they protect the value of your property? Can you resolve problems if you're not an association member? This Saturday at 10 a.m., listen to Portland attorney Rich File put Neighborhoods on Trial. The show is dedicated to helping condo and homeowners resolve neighborhood problems. Neighborhoods on Trial, brought to you by Northwest Community Management, Schwint & Company Accounting, and Peters & Company Real Estate Management.
Don't let winter weather stop you from growing your own bumper crop of fruits and vegetables. You can harvest year-round and enjoy the benefits of faster growth and larger yields with hydroponics. Everybody's Garden Center on the corner of Southeast 6th and Main, your best source for year-round gardening products. From grow lights, propagation supplies, pest control, to a full range of hydroponic systems, we have everything you need to set up your own successful indoor garden. Come on down to Everybody's Garden Center on the corner of Southeast 6th and Main. We're eager to answer your questions and help you make your garden grow into a fun and rewarding hobby. Check out our website and download our informative catalog at www.hydroponicsgarden.com. Everybody's Garden Center on the corner of Southeast 6th and Main, just around the corner from Rejuvenation Hardware, where year-round gardening is not just a dream, it's a reality.
Doug Steffen.
You've got the brain of a four-year-old boy.
Right before Imus.
I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, let's not. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Oh, I forgot to bring it in, this free stuff I got. So here's what I got today. I got two things. A, I got my new copy of Essence Magazine. And then I got some metallic, what are those cigarettes, American Indian?
American Spirit.
American Spirit. I got some metallic American Spirit wall art.
That's cool.
From Bruce, of all people. Bruce, like, I don't know, like, sent away for some free cigarettes, and, like, it came with free metallic wall art, which we've now got. So now we have a metallic American Spirit cigarette poster we can hang on the wall of the studio for that touch
See,
of class.
You have gotten something from work.
Yeah, I have. I'm never allowed to complain again. What am I talking about? Yeah. All right, whatever you say. And then there's all the stuff I missed. Just a couple entertainment notes. Not only the Goth Skate, did that start this weekend. Rollins with last night. Anybody go to Rollins?
No, I remember too late.
Yeah, and see, I just wasn't able to go, so I'm kind of annoyed about that. And a couple programming notes in a television sense. So not only is The Shield Season 2, Episode 2 tomorrow, which you really have to see. If you haven't seen The Shield yet, I mean, the season premiere was last week. You really should have been watching it. You can probably catch an encore of it. Shield Season 2, Episode 2 is tomorrow, and you got to see it, man. It's the good stuff. It'll make you a convert. Also, Futurama is now in reruns every night. Cartoon Network every night, 11 p.m. as part of Adult Swim. Futurama, last night was the pilot. And so every night, Futurama, 11 p.m. Cartoon Network. So you got to be watching that. All right. Oh, and can we just note that we never heard from Gabe? Gabe is totally...
Well, there's the Gabe holding, but a different
Well, this is Gabe from the Crystal. All right, we'll talk to him in a second. So, Satyricon Saturday. So, let's first of all give a huge shout-out to the other bands, Barbarella, 800 Octane, Pornstar Janitor, Dry County Crooks, who
the
are there.
The other bands? That's implying that
well,
you
they were
have
all
a band.
There. Clearly, it all revolved around us. We were the epicenter of the evening.
By yeah, much there. Much like the center of the toilet that we it all revolves around
oh.
on its way down.
That's really cold.
That's too much. That's over the
I'm
line.
Not, I'm giving you a bad time. You guys actually did not sound that bad.
You
did really
Marsh?
Did.
You can't. You're not okay. Oh, well, man. It's okay. They're like, the people were feeling the whiskey, so it's okay.
Yeah, you guys sounded pretty good.
The other bands are great, though. I'd never heard Dry County Crooks before, but they were really good. Kind of a Social Distortion, you know, kind of a country rock.
They covered them, Merle Haggard and
yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Now,
that's
see, I didn't hear Johnny
me.
Cash. How much better? What did they play of Johnny Cash? I heard them play Mama Tried.
Yeah, they did Mama Tried, and they did Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, where was I?
They just rock. They're
that's what I get through. I was in the bathroom buying
probably
crack, probably.
The guy in the corner.
So let's talk about the guy in the corner for a moment.
Let's
I don't know if you all
him.
Saw the guy in the corner, but there's this guy in the corner who looked like Alan Arkin from Glengarry Glen Ross and 13 Conversations About One Thing and Other Things. So older guy, bald, had the fringe going around the top of the head, probably, what do we think, 40s? Late 40s, probably?
I was thinking early 50s.
Early 50s.
Yeah, mid to late 40s.
Dressed, and that wasn't the creepy thing, though. Dressed like an accountant. He had gray flannel, like Hager slacks, you know what I'm talking about there? He had the gray Sears slacks. He had the white, short-sleeved accountant button-down. It was white, short-sleeved, with gray pinstripes, and then, like, the bad sort of Sears belt. And he was there, which is fine. You know, like, I'm not like I'm a fashion plate. I don't have a problem with the fact that he was, you know, in his 40s. I don't have a 50s. I don't have a problem with the fact that he was dressed like he, you know, was the softer side of Ross Dress for Less. It's not, you know, it's not like I'm all styling. Or I'm no Mr. Blackwell or nothing. But anyway, so we're there, and he's, like, standing there, and he's like, hey, and he's really drunk. And he's like, hey, Rick, you know, you have the greatest show. And I'm like, well, thanks for listening. Hey, no, man, I love you. And I'm like, okay, dude, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. Right on, yo. And so like later on, Dry County Crooks is playing, and I feel these hands coming around. Like I'm standing from behind me, I feel these hands, like where your love handles would be, or where they are if you're me. I feel these hands sliding around, like going to meet themselves at my belly button. And the hands, and I'm thinking, I wonder what fine fox this could be. You know, and then it's that guy. It's that guy. And I look around, and he's not saying anything. He's just smiling at me. He's just giving me the look of like, hey there, how are you? I'm Alan Arkin. It was so creepy. And so then I'm like, dude, I gotta go use the bathroom. I'll be back. And so I come back later. That guy's gone. And then so I'm sitting there. And then later on, I'm watching, you know, whoever I'm watching, 800 Octane or whatever band I'm, you know, rocking. Whoa, whoa, baby, baby. And then what do I feel? I feel like an anaconda through the jungle. I feel the hand sliding up on my shoulder to my neck. And I'm thinking, hey, I wonder if, you know, who could this? Whoa! You know, and it's just that guy again. Sarah finally had to start interjecting herself and, like, body blocking.
I had to bump him out of the way. He kept creeping forward.
Because he wasn't looking to grope a woman, I don't think.
As eerie as that is for you to get groped, at least you didn't get invited over to his house for beer and dinner.
No, he didn't.
How you doing there, my friend?
Did he invite you over?
Really, he kept telling me that we would make a good team. For what? I couldn't discern.
I think for sex. I think
that's
a good
probably.
Team on the floor of his house having sex.
Yeah, that could have been the hint that he was giving off. But that after the show, he wanted me to get his number so I could give him a call and, you know, come over and have a beer sometime.
And let me just be upfront about this.
Man, I was lucky, man.
No, let me be upfront about this. I don't care. He's into dudes, whatever. You know, gay, straight, it doesn't matter to me. Whatever your preference, man, whatever your dance is. But it was the slow, sliding hands. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, if I'm at a club or whatever, some guy, you know, comes up and he goes, hey, you know, do you want to get together and have some gay sex? You know, it's like, you know, points for being up front, and I'll just say, it's not really my dance, but I'm flattered and thanks, and, you know, but, you know, better luck with somebody else. It wasn't that. It wasn't that it's a guy. It's that he's just sliding the hands like I'm not going to notice.
It wasn't like an up front, like I'm hitting on you.
Right.
It was like,
which
I'm
at least,
stalking you,
yeah,
in a weird sort of way.
Like, I don't have my raincoat, but I have a bag of candy in the car. That's what it was.
No, he was totally into guys. Like, even when I was putting myself in between you two, he was not even giving me a second
look. If he'd just been like, hey, I'm gay, I'm hitting on you, I'd be like, well, you know, thanks, but no thanks. But no, it wasn't that. It was like one of those man-eating plants on the Addams Family where the tendrils just slowly wrap itself around you. And you look around and you go, oh, my God, I'm being groped by my dad. Oh, God. All right, we'll wrap it up here in a few. We got Gabe and Kristen. Not that Gabe. We'll get Gabe and Kristen. Try to sneak them on here in a few. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. Okay, it's okay. You're looking pretty sexy in those jeans, son. Yeah. We'll be back soon.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, we come to the saddest portion of the broadcasting day. The final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Let's quickly get Gabe at the Crystal. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What do you got?
I went to Rollins last night.
Oh, you saw Rollins and Rosen. Was it good?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Because the last time, his last couple spoken word CDs have been a little disappointing.
Yeah, well, that thing he did on Comedy Central was kind of disappointing.
Oh,
but you got to remember, they cut a lot of the good stuff
out. Well,
they don't want him to get all, like, political.
And well, and they edit it together, and they make it so tight that there's no rhythm to it. It's just joke.
Yeah, basically, he spoke for, like, 3.5 hours straight. It didn't seem like 3.5 hours.
Very
like,
cool.
And before he was done. And he was like, thank you, good night. And I'm like, whoa, that was 3.5 hours. And
all right.
It was awesome.
Excellent. There you go. There's Gabe at the Crystal. Let's quickly grab Kristen in accounting. So, wait, you have dope on the guy,
yeah,
the groping guy.
You know, you keep saying he looks like an accountant. He actually told me he was an accountant.
Oh, God, that explains it all.
Yeah, he came up after we got off stage, and he was like, Kristen from accounting. He's like, I'm an accountant, too.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Yeah, big surprise there, big guy.
Oh, there you go. All right. We want to thank George Clooney, the Bee Gees. This is written on my screen. Those that are dead and the ones that are still staying alive. CNN Radio's Jim Rope, Richard Nunn for the WB. Joe Millionaire tonight. Jolie from the front desk. Kristen from accounting. Rob at the House of Rick. Tony at the House of Rick East. Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He'll be here tomorrow, by the way, with news at Ground Zero. And the creepy groping guy for being there. We want to thank 800 Octane, Porn Store Janitor, Dry County Crooks, and Barbarella, and everybody who came out of the Satyricon on Saturday. You guys rule! The Rick Emerson Show is produced by Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk, Connecticut, KFTK, in the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer. Wait. Matthew Peterson, that's it. Who brought us Krispy Kremes. And
I
thank
love you
for
too.
That. All right. We'll see you in 21 hours for the KFTK New News Hour. Like us next. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Always be closing.